Good morning. The time is 9:06. Currently overcast skies in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. The temperature stands at 56 degrees. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. But boy, oh boy, yesterday, downpour after downpour, a real drencher here in central Wisconsin. Lots of rain. In fact, so much rain that one of the ceiling tiles in our studio caved in. Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened, but I look right across the way in front of our window. There is a ceiling tile that came down after all that rain yesterday. Can we expect even more rain as we get closer and closer to the weekend? Well, to find out, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucheski. And Jennifer, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, did we dig a lot of rain yesterday. It just kept coming and coming. In fact, after we talked yesterday morning, there were even a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings. And even after the thunderstorm warnings went away, the rain kept on coming down. It was, for lack of a better term, just a real drencher.
It really was, yeah, and we're not quite done with that. We'll see still maybe a few spotty areas of rain showers early this morning. A lot of that looks like it's pushed out of the area, but some spotty rain showers still lingering in some locations. Otherwise, cloudy skies, highs getting up around about 60 degrees. We're already in the upper 50s, so temperature-wise, just kind of holding rather steady today. It looks like we should be in the mid-50s, so slightly above average for this time of the year. Tonight, a slight chance for some rain showers, but then a better chance for rain and storms coming in mainly late in the overnight hours. Cloudy overnight lows right around about 52. Thursday, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. It's going to be much like yesterday. Otherwise, cloudy skies, high around about 62 degrees. Tomorrow will be our warmest day for this forecast. Friday, a chance for rain showers. Cloudy high 59. 40, though, for your Saturday. So nearly a 20-degree drop in temperatures. Cloudy skies, high around about 40, like I mentioned. Then on Sunday, it does look like a chance for rain and snow mixing at times, as cloudy skies are coolest day with a high around about 38.
Yeah, it just looks like at this point we need to dry out just a little bit, but tomorrow does look like you said today maybe not quite as much, but tomorrow again, significant rainfall?
It looks like it, yeah. We're looking at maybe during the daytime hours between 3/4 and 1 inch possible rainfall.
Yeesh. Well, again, we'll enjoy the warmer temperatures, but not all that rainfall. Thanks again for the information. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
No problem. Thank you.
That's our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucheski, joining us from weatherology.com. Boy, oh boy, you know, yesterday you think all that rain would be enough, but again, we could get some significant rain coming up tomorrow. And the thing about it as well, we could be seeing a little bit of snow Saturday night into Sunday. Oh, the first little dose of winter coming up pretty soon as well. Right now, overcast skies, 56 degrees at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The winds are out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour. The dew point is 53, relative humidity of 90%, the barometer at 29.97 inches, and a visibility of 9 miles. Again, I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Across the way, I forgot last hour to give a big welcome to our producer behind the window. Joined again by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I am very happy as well that now that your play is done, that you'll be able to help out tonight, because Wednesday is always a busy, busy day for myself. As in addition to this program, coming up from 6 until 8 p.m. tonight, we have the big high school sports show. Jason Foster, myself, co-host, and tonight you'll be able to stick around and help us out, aren't you?
Yes, I will be.
That means instead of me sitting where you sit and then I'm talking through the window to Jason and my guest, I get to sit here in the studio and actually talk to the folks while you're pushing all the buttons on that side. So I do appreciate that. Man, again, I mean, yesterday, so much rain. Did it affect you at all?
Well, mostly on the driving, but roads weren't terrible, but it could have been a lot worse. I mean, at least it wasn't snow.
Well, that's the thing as well. I think people need to realize as we do get into some snow coming up very soon. Every year, I remember now, because every year it used to be, well, I can't believe how people are driving the first time we see snow. It's stuck in my mind that when we do get this first snow, when we do get the icy road conditions as opposed just to the wet road conditions, if you're on the road and there is a little bit of snow on Saturday night and maybe into Sunday, make sure that you realize it's been a long time since we've dealt with snowy conditions, that we have driven on icy roads, and to take that little bit of extra time. Because still, yesterday I saw this. You know, these, even in the heavy rain, there were people that were trying to go back and forth from lane to lane and be able to, you know, basically cause some difficulty. So again, take that little bit of extra time.
Yeah, it's just some people just, you know, don't know how to drive. Or they do know, but they don't care.
Hey, Sean Wright has joined us. Come on, sit down, Sean, because I got to tell you something here. Today is the first day that we have changed our program clocks. Because normally I'd have a commercial break at 13 after, then have you come in.
Exactly.
But our new program director has made some changes, and our first segment now goes to 19 after. So I don't have a commercial break here for a number of minutes. So I thought I'd bring you in here a few minutes early, take the very short break, then come back as well. But we'll figure out all the intricacies of all this. But number one, thank you again for coming on over.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed that all this rain led to my brand new studio? I got a hole in the ceiling already.
Yeah, I noticed that. You know, I mean, welcome to the new studio, and okay.
I mean, all this rain, and I wanted to ask you, because I know that the Grand Theater is a legendary venue, but it's also an older venue. I know back when I was in high school, back in the late 1980s, there was a renovation, of course, and there hasn't been any since then. When we do get, I mean, inches of rain like we did last night, do you worry about that at the Grand?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, it is the theater house itself is coming up on 100 years old. So you all hold your breath a little bit. We've got a great, you know, technical staff, facility staff who, you know, especially during the summer, does a ton of work and really tries to address all these things. But at the same time,
we're brand new here, exactly. And we're having issues. And I can only imagine that there are areas. I mean, I know there's been renovations, but at the same time, I bet you there are areas
there are areas, especially, you know, on some level. You know, the renovations over the years, it's a little bit of Frankenstein together, you know, and so you definitely have places. I know there's one spot always toward the back, the absolute back of the theater house that, you know, it's not really ever used for performance. Mm-hmm. But that, yeah, when there's a heavy rain, you kind of walk through there and go, is it? And, you know, fortunately, I walked through last night before the show, and at that point, everything was good. Doesn't mean I won't walk in this morning and see similar to what you see.
Well, I want to, again, maybe I shouldn't ask this because, I mean, I didn't, you know, it's probably not, but I know that there's been rumbles about another renovation campaign, and obviously when it's been more than 30, 35 years, I mean, when you have a venue like the Grand Theater, which is as beautiful as it is, you have to make sure you stay ahead of the curve. Is that something that is on the itinerary for the near future?
It's absolutely something we're talking about and working with, you know, some of the architects who did the original project and who did the Arts Block project and just sort of looking at the feasibility and what we could do to enhance the Grand and what it would take and not just the, you know, the theater itself, but, you know, the entire space, including the Great Hall, et cetera, mm-hmm. because, yes, 2027 will be 100 years of the Grand, but it'll also be 40 years since the renovation.
Which is amazing. And it makes me feel so old because I remember when that occurred. I remember before that renovation, the Grand had really become a venue that was not being used.
Correct.
And you could tell that the years had really piled on. It is amazing. I mean, if you go from the late 80s up to until today, how it's been a renaissance for the Grand Theater and for what it's done here in our community as well with the arts.
No, I mean, it's amazing. There were some true visionaries in our community who, you know, a lot of theaters of the Grand's era in the 70s and 80s and into the 90s, you know, they fell into disrepair. They weren't what they used to be, the way the Grand kind of become. And the decision was made, you know, this would be a nice place to have retail X or Y mm-hmm. or hotel Z. And they were knocked down. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, in our community, we had a group that, you know, that said, no, we're going to bring it back to life instead. And, and did so. And then, you know, the community stepped up and supported it. And so, yeah, it'll be 40 years in 2027 and 25 years since the Arts Block project, which is really amazing.
I know, it really is.
But all of those things mean, yes, we do have a lot of systems and things that, you know, are coming up on a quarter century since they've last been touched. And so, yes, that's where we've, got to see what is viable and what we can do and, you know, do the things that will keep us moving forward.
But as a sports guy as well, I know that you've seen over the years where a place like Fenway or Wrigley Field has been kept. And I think everybody is happy when that occurs. While there have been some beautiful new ballparks, but there's nothing like being able to still have that space that has all that history. And that's similar to the Grand.
Now, historic theaters are true gems. And, you know, it's always interesting to go into other communities and see the theaters and go, new theaters are great. We all love new theaters.
Right.
But wow, the history in these old buildings just can't be matched.
Well, there's a lot to talk about coming up here in about a minute on the break, but I know that real quickly before the break, maybe we can talk about it after a very quick break. Last night you said there was a show, and we've been talking about it, 100 Years of Disney. How did it go?
Just a really fantastic show. The musicians of the National Jazz Museum in Harlem were incredible. And like we've said all along, you knew every song, whether you thought you did or not, because who doesn't love
Disney?
Yeah,
I saw that show last night. It was a good show. Very enjoyable.
Very good, Ian. Very good.
Well, good.
I was singing along with almost every song. I'm not going to lie.
That's the goal.
And that's also the fact you see these incredibly young, talented people. I still get a kick out of that as I get older. In fact, I love seeing the young people that are able to come out there and do incredible
musicians. And it was a real joy to have them at the Grand.
Fantastic. We're going to take a very quick break and be back in just over a minute. Talk more with Sean Wright about what's happening at the Grand Theater. Hard to believe we're almost at the end of October. We're getting closer and closer to the holiday times.
Yes, we are.
But we'll talk about what's coming up as we get towards the end of this month and into early November with Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater of the Performing Arts Foundation, here on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio. As I'm resetting things for the folks here coming out of the break. Sean, we're talking about like radio and like sports play-by-play things. 9:20 is the time. And I know that did you do play-by-play for sports?
I did.
What were your sports that you did?
When I was in college, in my first couple of years as a professional, I did the play-by-play for Westminster College, Division III school in Fulton, Missouri. So, yeah, football, basketball, baseball, you know, all those things.
D3 is great. That's where I got my start. The first time I ever did any sports was at D3 at Eau Claire. And, it's fantastic. I still wouldn't trade my college radio experiences for anything.
Oh, no. No, I mean, you know, where else do you have the stories of doing games? As I did once on the school we were at didn't have a press box common enough or large enough, but they had a hydraulic lift they put me up on. The problem was it didn't work very well. So about every 5 minutes, it would be back down. I would have to hit the cough button so I could start it up.
Hear that?
Go back up. Turn the cough button off, and then you're saying like nothing happened. Second and 7 now for the Blue Jays at the 34.
Oh man, you talk about being thrown into the deep end and to be able to keep things going. Fantastic stuff. Again, Sean Wright, executive, former play-by-play guy, but now executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation here in Wausau. we talked about last night's show again, When You Wish Upon a Star, the jazz tribute to 100 Years of Disney. What else has been going on? How have things been going over the Grand?
Yeah, we've had a great couple of weeks, consecutive back-to-back sold-out shows with Abomania and then Air Supply last Friday night, who just put on an incredible show. Those guys are, in their 70s and just out there dominating the road like they always did. And it's been a great run of shows, and we've got great shows coming up. So
yeah, what is on the itinerary? Because again, it feels like we were just talking yesterday about the start of the new season.
Yes.
And I say this to people all the time, especially young people, savor being young, because time goes so much slower when you're young. Time goes so much quicker when you get a little bit older. But this season has been flying on by. It looks like, again, as you said, it's off to a great start, but boy, you're getting closer to some real busyness at the Grand Theater, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We really, we keep saying, oh, it's been a busy October. Well, October is busy. November is crazy. December,
is insanity.
We'll very much so. So, but tomorrow night we've got Amy Bruni, of course, the one of the stars of the long-running show Ghost Hunters, mm-hmm. and she'll be doing, it's an interesting presentation on her life, her career, her experiences, and so we still have some tickets left for that, including a few of the VIP tickets, but show selling really well, so we're excited to have Amy in. And then, continuing the Halloween theme, our friends from Wausau Dance Theater in this weekend with two shows on Saturday of Thriller.
Thriller, yeah.
Annual spooktacular. And, as we get into November, we just keep going. We've got some free events that we've announced. We've, a week from Friday, the Gatlin Brothers are back at the Grand for the first time in a while. And then the I Mom So Hard show, the ladies' night show, just about sold out. So we, the next 10 days to 2 weeks get awful busy for us.
It was interesting because I mentioned in the last hour, I had a guest on in the last hour who joins me to talk about what's going on, Bob Look, who's a former radio personality here. And I mentioned, hey, Sean is coming on. And he said, yeah, Gatlin Brothers are coming. And he shows me these pictures of him with Larry Gatlin and Barbara Mandrell about 35, 40 years ago.
Man.
And then our salesperson, Lori, comes in with her pictures. I mean, it's amazing that these folks that are coming back.
Absolutely.
That folks that saw them decades ago, and they're so excited to again see them.
No, the Gatlins are, they're that true epitome of country royalty, mm-hmm. who just have been out there forever, but still sound great. And and there are plenty of artists who can stay on the road because they've got talent, and obviously the Gatlins do. But what makes the difference is just the way that they treat people, and They are an example of an artist who, when they leave, everybody says, oh, that was just such a lovely evening.
They feel good, right?
Crew was great to work with, all professionals. The artists were professionals. The artists said, thank you for having us. They took time to take photos, to do things. It wasn't through a ungodly expensive meet and greet. It
right.
was just, it's just part of what we do. And it's great whenever you can have those types of artists back and, and let those people relive experiences that mm-hmm. they've had years and decades before with artists who still sound and sound fantastic and are touring well.
And you mentioned again the Thriller show coming up, and then also additional free shows coming up. And again, I try to underline those because I think it's so important for folks who may be looking for a more reasonable opportunity. I'm not saying some of these shows are
sure.
Just sometimes an opportunity where the budgets are limited, and to be able to experience the Grand Theater, because we talked in the last segment about how important the Grand is here for Central Wisconsin. And I just think it's fantastic how you and the group over at the PAF and the Grand Theater are able to share this incredible venue with local talent, and also to have these opportunities for people to come in and just experience it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge part of our mission to provide accessibility to the arts, and whether that's through last night with our family series, whether it's through free community events, whether it's giving community partners like Wausau Dance Theater the opportunity to perform in our space. It's a huge part of what we do. Our arts and education series, we had that first show this week and had about 2,100 students from across the region attend, and it's still the lowest price in the state of Wisconsin at $6 a ticket. So it is just a huge part of what we do, and it's our way of giving back to the community that's been so incredibly supportive and continues to be incredibly supportive of the PAF and of the Grand in general, our programming and our mission and our operations and really all of it.
If you want to smile, go to the Grand Theater's Facebook page and look at the pictures of those kids.
Oh, it was the best.
You just see these kids, big smiles, and you see these short little people walking in against, you know, with the person's a ticket taker. I mean, you can't help, and then you see them sitting in the Grand itself, and you can't help but smile.
No, you really can't. I had a meeting after the show the other day with someone who had actually, because he knew he had the meeting, accompanied his daughter to the show, and it was so funny. he was raving like he'd just been, you know, at a Taylor Swift concert. You know, he was like, it was just so great. It was so much fun. And I said, was the show that great? And he said, actually, the show was really good. But he goes, but man, just the reaction of all of these kids, including mine, who were just enthralled by what they were seeing on stage.
Fantastic.
Like, that's the power of it.
And real quickly, before, you know, we finally allow you to take off here, you mentioned Taylor Swift. You had the Taylor Swift dance party. Yeah. How did that go?
Yeah, that was a fun night.
It was different, isn't it?
It was fun. We had nice, our average audience age was a little bit different than most nights. And yeah, people just came out and had a good time, and it allowed us to show that the Great Hall has multiple uses beyond just a gathering place before the show. And, you know, that's something that we're looking at as we head into this, you know, capital feasibility study possible campaign. So it was a really fun night, and it's always good to have new and different audiences at the Grand.
So much information you can find out at grandtheater.org. again, theater E-R. We always want to make sure you know,
exactly.
grandtheater.org. so many shows coming up, and really getting into a fun part of the year. I know if we get the holidays.
Absolutely, we have, you know, November is full from from Vienna Boys Choir to Mean Girls and everything in between.
Fantastic.
So it's a busy month, but we're excited for it.
Sean Wright, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
We're going to take a break, come back with more Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:35, overcast skies, 56 degrees in Wausau. Does not look as though we'll have as much rain today, but there'll still be a chance of some rain showers, and then tomorrow another looks like a rather drenchy kind of day. A drenchy kind of day. What kind of language is that? But tomorrow, again, looks like a significant rainfall coming here into central Wisconsin. Also, don't forget, again, tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. Wednesday's a busy day. I do this program for 2 hours in the morning, and then I am back on the air from 6 until 8 p.m. this evening for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am joined by former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster. We'll talk about the Level 1 playoffs last week. There were some very exciting games, some heartbreakers for the teams that we cover here on Bow Falls Radio, as both Wausau West and Marathon had opportunities to pull off upsets on the road, but came up just short in the final seconds. We'll talk about those games and all the Level 1 games. We'll look ahead to the Level 2 matchups as well. And we got a couple of very special guests. Our coach guest is Jerry Sins, the head football coach for decades at Edgar High School. Won multiple state championships, one of the legends of area high school football coaches. And he'll be joining us at the top of the show at about 6:05. Jerry Sins will be joining us to talk about Edgar, their season so far. They have won 9 games in a row after losing their season opener, and they got themselves one of the most anticipated games in the state of Wisconsin tonight, this week, I should say, on Friday, as they take on defending Division 7 state champion Regis. Regis eliminated Edgar in the postseason a year ago. That game was played in Eau Claire. This week, Edgar will play host to Regis. Again, it should be a fantastic matchup at Edgar High School. It's going to be very interesting to see the field conditions after all the rain this week, but Edgar and Regis on Friday, so we'll talk to Coach Jerry Sins about that one coming up at 6:05 tonight. And then our student athlete guest, and again, we're so very proud to bring on these student athletes, very impressive young people, to talk about their seasons, their teams, their teammates, and everything else, you know, even about favorite classes and the such. And our student athlete guest tonight will be from Mosinee High School senior Wyatt Harris. Harris is a two-way standout. He is a terrific running back, leading rusher on the season for Mosinee, and also an outstanding linebacker as well. So Wyatt Harris is our student athlete guest tonight at 7:05. So again, Jerry Sins at 6:05, Wyatt Harris at 7:05, our guest tonight on the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. So we just got done talking to, from the Grand Theater, Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright, and found out what Ian was doing last night. Again, you were at the Grand last night, seeing a terrific performance of When You Wish Upon a Star, a jazz tribute to 100 years of Disney, and it sounds like you had a good time.
I really did. There were some great songs. I mean, wonderful musicians, and everybody was really getting into it, especially in the audience. I mean, people were singing and dancing along and really getting into it. It was really a fun night. It wasn't as as big of an audience as I thought it would be, but the ticket prices were actually a little more reasonable, so I guess that's why I guess it was a part of a new event they're trying called the Kasurik family-friendly event.
Yeah, the Kasurik Kids Foundation Family Series.
Yeah, that was it.
So, yeah, it looks like something they're going to be bringing more of. And again, the thing about it is there's so many great shows that are coming through, so many great opportunities to see talented performers at the Grand Theater. And it's always great to have Sean Wright come in and speak to us about what is happening at the Grand. And again, check out grandtheater.org. And that's grandtheater.org. And again, theater, E-R, not R-E, because sometimes you can have theater that's spelled with an R-E, then you have theater that's spelled with an E-R. Grandtheater.org to get all the information on tickets and on productions and everything else that's going on at the Grand Theater. Hey, last night, Major League Baseball, National League Championship Series, we had both league championship series go to 7 games. Two nights ago, it was Texas knocking off Houston to win that series 4-3. And again, there was a very interesting series in that the home team lost every game, 7 games in the American League Championship Series, and 7 times the road team won. And then last night, again, it was the road team, Arizona. Arizona, the last two nights, played in Philadelphia. They came into Philly down in the series 3-2, needed to win both on the road. Philadelphia had won all their home games up to that point in the postseason, but the Diamondbacks won on Monday, and then they won again last night by a score of 4-2. So the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers, I don't think many people thought it was going to be those two teams in the end. Just in the last few years, the Rangers 2 years ago lost 102 games. The Diamondbacks 2 years ago lost 110 games. 2 years ago, both those teams, triple-digit losses. But it really is a lot of chaos when it comes to the Major League Baseball playoffs. And we were talking to Bob Look in the last hour. Yeah, I understand that, you want to keep as many teams in the playoff race as long as you can, because then it gives folks a reason to come out to the ballpark in August and September. If you're still in the playoff race, hey, you're going to sell more tickets. If it's back in the old days when only one team from the National League and one team from the American League would make the postseason. In fact, the American League and National League champions would be the only teams that would make the playoffs, and it would be the World Series. Then in 1969, they split up the leagues into divisions, but even then, it was only 4 teams that made the playoffs, the Eastern Division champ and the Western Division champ from both the leagues. And then, of course, in the early 1990s, we saw the further expansion of the playoffs with a third division added, a wild card added, and then we've seen additional wild cards have been added. So, again, you see teams like Arizona. They only won 84 games. They were the number six team in the National League, but six teams in each league make it, and they were able to beat the Brewers in the first round. They were able to upset the Dodgers in the second round and now knock off the Phillies in the League Championship Series. And, of course, the Texas Rangers, they've got themselves a legendary manager, Bruce Bochy. Bochy had won three World Series championships with the Giants, then retired a few years ago. He had been out of baseball for about, I think, 3 years, and then he decided to come back. He was asked to come back by Texas, and now in his first year, he has a chance to earn a fourth World Series championship. He already has Hall of Fame credentials as a manager, now looking to add to that with another championship with a second team from a second league. And the World Series will get underway on Friday night. First game of the World Series on Friday evening. Also, we're ready to start the NBA season. The NBA tips off tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks will not be in action until tomorrow night. The Bucks will take on the Philadelphia 76ers in the opener. And to be honest with you, it's one that makes me kind of nervous. The Bucks always have a little bit of trouble with Philly. Philadelphia's got Joel Embiid, one of the best players in the NBA. They've had some issues because James Harden, their outstanding guard, well, he's been wanting to be traded. And the 76ers have not been able to get anything done yet. And it's a similar situation to what we saw with Damian Lillard. Of course, Lillard ended up with the Bucks. But when the offseason began and Lillard told the Portland Trailblazers he wanted to be traded, he also told the Trailblazers he wanted to go to just one team. And that was the Miami Heat. And the Trailblazers said, well, we will do that if it's the best deal. And that's the way it's got to be. It's got to be done that way. You have a contract, and if you want to leave, then that's one thing to make the request, but then to say, I want to go just to one team, you can't put your franchise in that position. And the Trailblazers said, no, we're not going to send you to Miami unless, of course, the Heat come up with the best deal. And they were not able to. The Milwaukee Bucks were able to. And in the end, Lillard was happy to go to Milwaukee because he wants a chance to win an NBA championship. He was in Portland for a long time, was not able to get deep into the postseason, and it looked as though they were in the midst of a rebuilding project, and understandably, he gave Portland a long time, and very similar to the story of Giannis in Milwaukee. Giannis has been very loyal, but at the same time, Giannis has said he's not just going to hang around to hang around. This has to be a two-way street where the franchise is trying to win a championship. And Lillard said the same thing in Portland. But then the Trailblazers dropped down, have not been able to give him teammates and I think the situation in order to earn an NBA championship. So after a decade, he said, well, I've given all I have to Portland and to this franchise. We're getting closer and closer to the end of my career, and I would really like an opportunity to win a championship. So please trade me. And ultimately, he's now in Milwaukee. But with James Harden and the 76ers, it was a really odd situation because Harden had an opportunity last offseason, at the end of last season, to become an unrestricted free agent. But instead, he took the one-year option with the 76ers. But apparently, he was under the impression that the 76ers would then trade him to the Clippers. And the thing was that the reason why he took it is he could make more money this way. If he'd become an unrestricted free agent, he would not have been able to make as much money because of the rules of the NBA. The team that you're currently on has the ability to pay you more as a free agent than any other team. So Harden then thought he was going to get traded. Well, the 76ers have said, well, the Clippers aren't giving us what we want, and there's really no other team that's been showing the interest at the price level for James Harden, so you got to come back and play. And he said, we called the GM a liar, and basically tried to torch his way out of town. But then ultimately he said, well, I'm going to have to come and work because otherwise I won't get my money. So Harden has come to training camp, and it looks as though he's going to start the season with the Sixers. But that can't be a great situation because Philadelphia, a team along with Milwaukee, a team along with Boston, a team along with Miami in the Eastern Conference, all, I think, very, very much in the mix for an Eastern Conference championship and also an NBA championship. And even teams like Cleveland and the Knicks, I think, have thoughts that they could be pushing their way in as well. But It's going to be interesting, and it's being an interesting opener. I don't know why. I feel confident about the Bucks generally. I don't feel so confident about their season opener against Philly. It's going to be interesting to see Damian Lillard and Giannis and Chris Middleton out there in a regular season game. But it is also going to be interesting watching this season develop with the Boston Celtics, because they now have Drew Holiday. Because in that Lillard trade, the Bucks traded Holiday over to the Portland Trailblazers, but then the Trailblazers traded Drew Holiday to the Boston Celtics. And man, that I found annoying, because I love Drew Holiday, but I also hate the Boston Celtics. Back in the 80s, for you old folks out there, if you remember, the Bucks had these great teams in the 1980s. They were winning 60 games a year, 58 games a year, 59 games a year. They had one of the best teams in the NBA, but every year they would run into both, it seemed like, Philadelphia and Boston. And if you beat one of the teams, then you would lose to the other. It was just, I mean, those were three incredible teams, all winning upper 50s to lower 60s games. And I learned to hate the Celtics. I learned to hate the crying on every non-call that Larry Bird and Kevin McHale would make. But in the end, more times than not, it was the Celtics that would end the Bucks season, if it wasn't the 76ers that would end the Bucks season. Both Philadelphia and Boston were able to win basically all of the Eastern Conference championships of the early to mid-1980s, while the Bucks were always knocking on that door but never able to barge it in. It should be a very fun Bucks season. It should be a very interesting Bucks season that tips off tomorrow night. We got to take a quick timeout. The time is 9:48. We'll be coming back looking at our daily history lesson, some famous events that occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, and try to line things up nicely to hand the baton off to Jane Batonaire and As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies here downtown Wausau, temperature of 56 degrees. Look for some patchy fog early on, but otherwise cloudy, a high of 61 today. Tonight, more showers. Showers mainly after 3 a.m., a low of 52. And then tomorrow, a bit of a drencher. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 62 degrees. New rainfall amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. When they say the chance of rain is 100%, you know this probably it's going to rain, because they don't like to say 100%, because sometimes you want that little wiggle room, say 90% chance of rain, 80% chance of rain. 100% chance of rain tomorrow. So again, should be another drencher. Then on Friday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. So a 50% chance that won't have any showers, and a high of 58. Then things will cool down on the weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy and 41. And then a chance of rain and maybe even snow on Sunday morning. And then a chance of rain in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high of only 39 degrees. Again, 56 degrees is the temperature right now in downtown Wausau. Today, it is the 25th day of October of 2023. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. The wreck of the Confederate submarine Hunley was found off of Charleston, South Carolina by underwater archaeologist Dr. E. Lee Spence. Hunley was the first submarine to sink a ship in warfare. On this date, in the year 2001, Windows XP was released. On this date, in 1999, I remember this when it happened. On this date, in 1999, golfer Payne Stewart, who had won the U.S. Open Golf Championship earlier that summer, Stewart, along with five others, were killed when their Learjet flew uncontrolled for 4 hours before crashing in South Dakota. Stewart was only 42 years old. On this date in 2002, the Utah State Court of Appeals dismissed Robert Paul Rice's claims that the Utah State Prison was violating his rights to practice his religion by failing to provide him with a vampire diet. The so-called vampire diet apparently would have involved a conjugal visit from a vampress. Well, you can see why they said no to that. On this date in 2010, Sony took its original cassette Walkman off the market. And on this date in 2017, the first fossil of Ichthyosaur, which is a marine reptile 152 million years old, was found in India. Some famous people are celebrating their birthday here on the 25th of October. Actress Marion Ross played Mrs. C, Mrs. Cunningham, on Happy Days. Marion Ross is 75 years old today. Voice actor Nancy Cartwright from The Simpsons, turning 66 years old today. Actor Tracy Nelson, also the daughter of Ricky Nelson, but Tracy Nelson was one of the co-stars of the Father Dowling Mysteries with Tom Bosley, and also was on Melrose Place, 60 years old today. Actor Michael Boatman, one of the co-stars of Spin City and The Good Fight, turning 59 years old today. Samantha Bee, former Daily Show correspondent, comedian, also the former host of Full Frontal on TBS, Samantha Bee turning 54 years old today. Actor Adam Goldberg from The Equalizer and Saving Private Ryan is 53 years old today. Actor Leslie Grossman of American Horror Story and Popular is 52 years old today. Actor Craig Robinson from The Office is 52 years old. Also celebrating a birthday is Anthony Starr of The Boys, 48 years old today. Music superstar Katy Perry. Katy Perry now 39 years old today. Also, singer Sierra. She is the wife as well of his former Wisconsin Badger quarterback, current member of the Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson. Sierra is 38 years old today. And Mia Wasikowska from Alice in Wonderland is 34 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events to be noted. 2 months until Christmas. Yep, 2 months from today will be Christmas Day. It is International Artist Day. It's also Cartoonist Against Crime Day. It is Greasy Foods Day. It is Sourest Day. Also World Pasta Day. World Pizza Makers Day. It is also Lung Health Day. And I Care About You Day. So good ones to acknowledge here today. And our number for the day, 1,700. Any idea what 1,700 means? Any idea?
Not sure, actually. That's a big number.
I don't think many people would have any idea what 1,700 means. Well, it is the number of U.S. animal species that are listed as threatened or endangered. So 1,700 U.S. animal species that are listed as threatened or endangered. And that's going to pretty much wrap it up. Thanks to our guests today, Bob Look and Sean Wright. Thanks to my producer, Ian Welsh.
Hey, also, don't forget, after Halloween is over, there's Thanksgiving giving first, and then we celebrate Christmas. Don't be jumping ahead.
I know. So 2 months till Christmas, but about a month from Thanksgiving. When is Thanksgiving? Actually, I'm gonna look that up really quickly before we wrap it up.
The 25th of November.
Oh, then that'd be exactly 1 month from today, if that's correct. Thanksgiving actually is November 23rd. So we are actually 23rd? Less okay. than a month away from Thanksgiving. So 23rd of November, Thanksgiving Day. Okay. But tomorrow morning, we will be joined in the first hour at we got new clocks. So I'm not sure exactly what time, but Pat Kreitler will be joining us tomorrow morning. And then Ed Miller, UWSP political science professor, will be talking to us about the Israeli-Hamas conflict as well. So have yourselves a great rest of your day. As Goes Wisconsin coming up. And I'll be back again as well from 6 until 8 for the big high school sports show. So keep it right here. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.